Hello everyone, welcome to the presentation. I am Jasmine, and today I'm going to present on the topic constant growth of variability in relation to topography and soil physical properties in the southern high plains. We all that are present here, we know that water is the most limiting factor in agriculture production. In our study, we know that water is the most crucial resource in agricultural production. So in our study, we are trying to understand how we can use the increase the water use efficiency in cotton using the advanced technologies. Our study has been started quite recently, so what I'm going to present here is just the background information and the preliminary results that we have so far. In the United States, Texas is one of the leading states in cotton production, and as that's shown in the figure here, Texas High Plains has higher concentration of cotton production compared to others, which produces 50% of U.S. cotton and has 5.2 million acres. In the picture here, you can see the area where our research field is and the southern plain area. Most of the plots, those are circular, which means that we are irrigating those plots with the fields with the central pivot system. This means we are using lots of irrigation water. Approximately 60% of our area in South Plains is irrigated, including both with higher irrigated average yield and lower dryland average. Where the water comes from, it's the Ogallala Aquifer, mostly in the region. Here you can see that the this is the area we are interested in, the Texas Southern High Plains. It is irrigated with Ogallala Aquifer in the 4.4 million acres of land, that is the 60% of total area. And the darker the area gets, the more there is depletion in the water of Ogallala Aquifer. This means that we have a serious problem here. And the challenges that we have seen so far is, as in the graph before, we see that the production area is large, and the area is semi-arid, which means we have low precipitation and high evaporation. And since water is depleting, this is limited water for irrigation. So what we need is the advanced technologies to improve the water use efficiency and also the energy and protect the environment and enhance sustainability for our future generations. But while using the advanced technology, we must understand that every field is different. Field has different aspects such as soil properties, topography, location, and management. That's what we put in the field. So by understanding all of these features, only can we decide which technology could we use. And we are mostly interested in the topography and soil because we know that yield is a function of several things, but also it is affected by the topography of the field, as topography affects the availability of nutrients and soil physical properties as well as moisture in the soil. So we get our objective here as to evaluate the effect of topography and soil properties on cotton growth and yield. We also want to understand how the cotton yield responds to different irrigation rates. This is our study location. It is located in Hale County, South Texas High Plains. And this is total area of 480 acres, semi-arid region. We have dust storms, hot days, cool nights. This is our experimental design, a randomized complete block design with two replications of three irrigation rates. The blue one, 1 inches, white is 0, and red is the 0.5 inches. The background that you can see here is what the farmer does in his field. He, just with his previous experience, applies more irrigation in these areas and lesser in these areas. These are our observation plots where we collect our data from. Each observation plot consists of 16 rows, is 50 meters in length and 12 meters in width. And this is these are the sample points where we collect our soil samples from. We collect three layers of soil samples, and we collect one sample for 2 acres of field. And we avoid, this is supply lake here, we avoid taking samples from those areas. And the samples that we took are the three cores. It's a composite sample, so for three cores for each sample, we want to get the variability in the field. And we have some historical data from the field. This is the apparent electrical conductivity. The observation plots that we have selected, we try to make it as distributed in the evenly distributed in the field variability as possible. Same goes for the elevation of the field and the slope. This is the data collection that we have done and we are still ongoing. For the soil, we are planning to measure the texture. We have the pH and planning to do the moisture EC. For images, we have the UAV images as well as the aerial images. And for this is the historical data. And for plant, we are collecting height, biomass, leaf area index, number of nodes, and fruit position. This is the aerial image that we have. It was taken in August 22. You can see the darker area here. It shows that there is a better growth of cotton in this as compared to this area. And this is the historical yield data because we still have to get the yield data for this year since the cotton plant is still in the field. And from this, overall we can get the idea that the yield is comparatively higher on the northern side of the field than the southern areas. And this is what we actually see in the field right now. This is our block 1, 2, 3, and 4. For block number 2, the cotton growth seems to be quite good and compared to this and this. And here the establishment is also quite poor. And this shows the cotton growth in different locations based on the pH. There's areas in the red that is low pH while this one is higher pH. Even though the difference is quite slight, between 7 to 8.9 something, but still we can see the good difference in the plant growth. So the preliminary results that you have so far is plant growth parameters are not significantly different to different irrigation rates since we have the three irrigation rates there, but we can see the block effect is significant. But what we have to notice here is even though the different rates of irrigation is not significant for growth, this year in the Amarillo or the Hale County area, the rainfall was very high, because of which every part of the field got the same amount of irrigation water, which makes our irrigation rate response not significant. So what our next step is, we will try to understand soil better and analyze for other properties, and we also try to evaluate crop yield. We will get the yield data soon. And also understand several other factors relating soil and how plant grows and develops, and also integrate the how we can integrate the topography in management practices. And our final and most important is we have now the basis for variable rate irrigation, because we see that even when we are applying the same amount of irrigation in the field, some parts the plants grow good and some other parts they are not going good. It means that we can apply the water in the field so that we can apply the perfect amount or close to perfect amount so that we could get more yield from one part and we could get a reasonable yield from the other part of the field. Thank you. And I would like to acknowledge these companies and team for funding our project and helping us conduct this research successfully. Thank you.
Any questions for Jasmine? All right, thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.